Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's a Friday edition of Sports Daily here on KFH. Tommy Caster, along with Paul Savage, filling in for Jacob Albrock today. Paul, look, I think that with the Royals here, we're going to switch gears a little bit, go from football to baseball.
All right, let's do it.
The Royals kick off their four-game set on the road with Houston, and they drop that opening game of the series against the Astros. And I think that, you know, as we are looking at, you know, where things stand for Kansas City, every game from here on out down the stretch is absolutely crucial for the Royals. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, I think you have to take stock a little bit of where this team is this week. And, you know, just remember and recall, they're in the middle of a grueling and grinding stretch of baseball. And I don't know about you, I was flipping back and forth last night between the Kansas game and the Royals game. To me, it just looks like this team is gassed. And I don't know if you get that same sort of feeling from the Royals. You know, they played a lot of games this week against pretty top-tier opponents, and that was kind of the indication I got last night.
Then how did the Royals win 3 out of 4 with Cleveland? I mean, I'm not sure. I get what you're saying. And at least in the last couple of games, it does look like that. 2 straight losses. I get that. A loss with Houston, a loss with the Indians on the final game of that 4-game set. So I'm with you. I see what you mean. But I'm not totally with you, because did you? I think if I was to say to you, Tommy, the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah.
Are you okay with winning 3 out of 4?
Of course.
I think you would have.
Absolutely.
That's what I thought you would have said. So I don't know that's exactly a right term or a proper way to put it. But baseball has its ups and downs. Jacob tells me that all the time. Reminds me, because, you know, sometimes I look at baseball with a football mentality. I'm guilty of that. I understand I do that on occasion. But with the Kansas City Royals, you know, just a few short days ago, they were tied for the division. Now they're a game and a half back, having lost 2 straight. And, yeah, that's a little concerning. Am I going to panic? You and Jacob have taught me I don't need to panic. This is baseball, so I don't panic. I'm not going to panic. This is just the way it's going to be. But, yeah, I am a little concerned about 2 straight losses. You don't want to see 3, I can tell you that.
For me, from last night, and this is what my concern was yesterday on this show, it's been pretty obvious how much the pitching staff has had to grind this week. I mean, going all the way back to the very beginning of the week with the Cleveland series and the issues with injuries and Cole Reagans leaving a game and Michael Lorenzen going on the IL, you know, the bullpen having to get a ton of work. I think it was extremely fortunate that Kansas City was able to get 3 of 4 from Cleveland. But my biggest concern, and I mentioned this yesterday on the show, my biggest concern is what happens if the lineup begins to look tired. And that's where I thought things were starting to move to last night. If you take a look at the middle of the lineup, I mean, from all the way from Bobby Witt batting second all the way down to MJ Melendez, and he was, what, the 7-hole hitter last night? No hits. No hits for Witt, no hits for Pasquantino, no hits for Perez, no hits for Fermin, DeYoung, Melendez. Mikel Garcia had a good game. Kyle Isbell had a hit. Michael Massey had a hit. They had 4 hits. 3 runs on 4 hits.
4 hits.
That's concerning to me as we get into this weekend, the final 3 games of this series for the Royals is, man, you need the middle of that lineup to come through. And if they're going to be quiet, partially maybe because they're fatigued, man, that's not a good recipe for success.
Well, but everybody's fatigued at this point, and particularly and Houston. I mean, that's no slouch team. They're leading. Well, the last I looked yesterday or last night, they were leading their division. So, I mean, this is a good baseball team. But with that being said, everybody's going to fight through this. You know, it's the dog days of August. That's what they call this time. You know, September. There'll be a little maybe Christmas in the air on a few places where you go play and that kind of thing. But I guess, you know, I don't know what this is to be expected. We always see teams go through this. But the concern about last night was 4 hits. You're exactly right. You're exactly on target when you broke that down. 4 hits. You got to have better offense than 4 hits. And I'm with you on that. Is that fatigue? Probably. Yes, probably it is fatigue. So I'm with you on that. But I don't know that it's just one of those things about this game of baseball.
Yeah, and I think that even what's more concerning is we don't yet know the status injury-wise of Vinny Pasquantino and of Lucas Ercig. Both of those guys exited with injuries last night on the same play, which, I mean, you know, you couldn't probably have, I mean, outside of Salvi and Bobby Witt Jr. getting injured, you couldn't have 2 more impact players go down with injuries in the 8th inning
or
last night on the
starters,
same play.
A couple of starters on a rotation. That would be a little...
Yeah, I mean, but that's happened this week. Paul Reagan's exited with an injury. And Michael Lorenzen's now on the IL. So, you know, like there are some injury issues. And it's more than just feeling tired. It's also you've been a little bit unlucky when it comes to the injuries, at least this week. We don't know the status, and Matt Quatrero didn't really say much after the game last night. He said that both of them were getting x-rays, and at least I haven't seen anything yet, to give an indication about what's going on with that. The Royals did at one point get back into the game. I mean, they were able to make it a game, and then that 8th inning was just a disaster for the Royals. The Astros scored 4 runs in the 8th. It was just a grounder that Ercig tried to field with his bare hand. It was a wild throw to Pasquantino. Pasquantino was trying to catch the baseball, and he got his hand caught as Diaz for the Astros ran down the line. Both of them exited the game. That's significant. Mm-hmm. That's potentially significant in, you know, not just the context of the ball game last night, but moving forward in this race. I'm trying to find a silver lining here. I guess the silver lining, Paul, is, you know, hopefully we're not talking about significant injuries for either one of these guys.
Well, I guess if there's a silver lining, it's you're going into the bottom of the 8th, you're leading 3-2. Is that a silver lining? I mean, you're within 1 inning of getting this darn game over with a win, and you're up, and then, then you give up that 4 spot in the bottom of the 8th, and that kind of did it, didn't it? So,
yeah.
I guess that's the bright spot for me is, I mean, you are in this game all the way through, right up until the last at-bat for Houston.
On top of that, you know, Ken brings up a really good point on our video stream. Brutal, the waste of quality start from Brady Singer. Singer, you know, had been up and down the last 4 starts before last night, more down than up. He did have a 6-inning shutout going against the Reds a couple of weeks ago. But other than that, the ERA over the last 4 or 5 starts had been up over 6. He had a good outing last night. He gave up a couple of runs midway through the game against the Astros, but it was a quality start overall and one of the better ones we'd seen as of late by Brady Singer. And that had been something, Paul, that had been a struggle for the Royals this week, getting longevity out of their starters where they could be effective long term. And you know, it was that finale against the Guardians where they had a chance to sweep the game or sweep the series against Cleveland. And Michael Wacha was tired. They put him out there. Quatrero did in the seventh and got into trouble. And then everything kind of fell apart for the Royals. So you can definitely tell. And I know I keep using the word fatigue, but you can definitely tell that there are issues with potentially, I don't want to say depth, but they're grinding right now. They're grinding with the players that they have. You're watching these guys sort of drop like flies this week. And at one point, I mean, it was just literally 48 hours ago, Jacob and I were having the conversation about the Royals, you know, were in first place in the AL Central by virtue of a tiebreaker with an opportunity to gain even more ground on the Guardians and sweep the series. They give up the lead and they don't sweep the Guardians on Wednesday. And then last night against the Astros, it's been a tough stretch.
Been a tough stretch, but you know, September's not even here yet. So, you know, there's still a lot of baseball to go. I don't know how much we can talk about the loss last night. I mean, you know, like we said previously, you know, you're leading going into the eighth. They score four. I mean, that's...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball for you.
Well, they need a day off badly, and they don't get one for another 6 days. They don't get another day off until Thursday. It doesn't get any easier, at least here in the short term, as the Royals will continue their series against the Astros tonight in Houston. And then they turn right around, Paul, and they go back home and they play the Guardians
there
again.
There you go.
They play the Guardians again.
How's that for important baseball? Every game is mattering to the Royals for the next week or so.
There's no rest for the wicked. I think that's the saying, right?
That's it.
They've got to get right back into gear tonight. And I think expectation wise, we'll end on this note with the Royals. Expectation wise for them in this particular series is probably to salvage a split. That's kind of where I'm at right now. You've got to win two out of the next three. You've got to try to not lose any more ground. I don't know. Is that kind of where you're thinking? Like, they need to split this four-game set?
Dang right. Every game counts right now. I mean, if you want to win a division and not play in the wild card, which I think everybody would want to do. I know everybody wants to do that. But, yeah, you got to get these kind of wins. Two out of three, salvage a two out of three split with the Astros, and then go in. And, you know, maybe you're not going to sweep the Guardians, but, you know, you got to go in there and win your share and come out of this thing at least where you're right there with them. Then who knows what happens in the month of September.
I haven't yet seen, and maybe you've seen this somewhere, I haven't yet seen who's starting tonight.
I haven't even looked.
For both teams. Well, you know, of course, Brady Singer pitched last night. I wonder how things, again, are going to shake out regarding the rotation and regarding some of those injuries that we've seen take place. You know, will the Royals need to call up, you know, like a Alec Marsh to come back in and have him take the spot in the rotation? He pitched one of the games in the doubleheader on Monday, so he wouldn't pitch tonight. It would probably have to be one of the weekend games. I don't know if that's going to be on the table for the Royals or not. They've got some major decisions to make, I think, regarding injuries with that rotation, with the bullpen. Now, Lucas Ercig was your only, up to this point, mainly only consistent reliever. And then, of course, with Pasquantino. So a lot of major decisions. It's a tough time to be Matt Quatrero. He's made some major, major decisions this season. I'm not sure if there are any bigger ones, any bigger circumstances looming large for Kansas City than what they've dealt with over the last couple of days or so. It's been a brutal 72 hours or so for Kansas City. They've got to try to figure out a way to manage through that. It's going to be a tough test. Of course, we'll have the game tonight here on KFH as the Royals take on the Astros in Houston. We'll also have both games this weekend for the Royals as well. Saturday's game, tomorrow's game, by the way, just a little bit of a schedule change because we will have Kansas State football in the evening here on KFH. You'll be able to listen to the Royals at Houston on KNSS AM 1330 on KNSS FM 98.7 tomorrow night. Butler football kicks off against Northeast Oklahoma A&M. We'll run through that schedule again as we wrap up the program here. By the way, our baseball coverage here on KFH is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Don't forget, coming up at the top of hour number two, we will have our very first Friday football picks of the season. Myself, Paul, Jacob Albrock, Brandon Zinner, TJ Cleland of 12 News will all join the program as we get into who we think will cover the spread this weekend and some of the major games going on in college football. That's how we kick off hour number two. On the other side, let's talk a little bit about Colorado, Paul. They were in action last night as they kick off year number two in the Coach Prime era for the Buffaloes. That and a whole lot more. It's on the way next on Sports Daily.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.